IV monitoring.
KI-7QMB Mobile monitoring 1-9 for the next 5-10 minutes.
KF-8ENF.
Good morning. This is KI-7QMB Mobile. Rick here. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. My handle's Bentley, KF-8ENF from Harbor Springs. How are you?
I'm good. I'm heading to Charlevoix myself today. Normally, I'd be going to Harbor Springs, but Tuesday is my Charlevoix day. Any big plans for the weekend? You going to the Ham Fest?
I was not aware of the Ham Fest. Is this the one in Gaylord?
I thought there was one in Traverse City this weekend. Cherryland folks are doing that, I thought.
Correct. Traverse City has got a Ham Fest at 8 o'clock this Saturday on the 7th. An ATMH.
Yeah, I'm thinking...
Thank you, Drake. What's the location?
See if I can say hi to anybody I know. You gonna be there, Drake?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. It's at the Cherryland VFW post off of Veterans Drive. I don't remember the address off of my head, but if you look up the Cherryland VFW post, you'll see where you got to go.
Yeah, that's perfect. And my wife's got a class all day, so I'm going to drop her off and find something to do. Oh, boy. Sorry, other caller. I didn't get a response from you, or I talked over you, one or the other. Go ahead there in Harbor Springs.
Yeah, copy that. I don't mind when Drake breaks in. He usually has something very profound to say, and I pay attention.
You just gave me an idea. The Drake break. That kind of sounds like a new invention.
That could either be a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, but
what a guy is like baseball, Drake break. Never, ever used.
Whoa. that was a weird noise. I think I heard Rick, and then Bentley, you had a whole bunch of weird robotic packet loss going on. Rick, go again.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. It sounded like the repeater had an opinion. I said, but can you stop a truck? I don't know if you heard that or not, but that packet loss stuff was fun.
Yeah, I'm still playing around with my phone on the All-Star link, so maybe I should stop doing that.
Yeah, Bentley, you may want to disconnect and reconnect. You got something weird going on.
Yeah, I'm curious if he's on digital or analog, but I was talking to Jim this morning, and now he's got me interested in HF again, which is separate receive end kind of now the technology is starting to get kind of cool. I still haven't bought an HF radio yet. I haven't found one that really sparks my interest enough.
Right on. He probably told you about his beverage antenna. I've wanted to do one of those for a while, but I don't really have a rig that's easy enough to do that with anymore. The rig I had before my 7300 had a separate receive antenna import. The beverage antenna is really only, it's only easy to do that with on a radio that's got a separate receive antenna import. When you have a radio that only has a single RF port, that can be a bit of a challenge. A lot of complexity would be involved for that. So, I don't know if you're looking for a home station or something like that. If you do end up wanting to do a beverage antenna, look for a radio that's got a separate receive antenna import. You will thank me later.
Yeah, I'll probably end up with something portable, so I doubt it. I'm looking at the Yaesu one, a little teeny portable one that has an amplifier that you can attach to it. I think think that's probably the way I'm going to end up, because I'll be using it when I'm out four-wheeling or overlanding, things like that. So, but the whole concept sounds kind of cool. I can go down rabbit holes real quick, which is another reason I haven't got one yet, because, you know, once I get started, I go nuts.
Alright, you're talking about the FTX1. I've looked at that. It's an interesting radio. I also remember that they had a weird firmware bug when they first launched it, which is very typical for Yaesu. Like, you can't have a Yaesu radio without a firmware bug of some sort. So, but yeah, I think that external, or that amplifier you can get for it's pretty neat. My portable rig, I actually need to repair it. I don't know what happened to it, but I have an FT897. It's an all-band, all-mode. 100 watts on HF, 50 on VHF, and I think it does 20 or 35 on UHF. I don't really remember. It does sideband and all that stuff on VHF, UHF. I even have the little tuner that you can get that bolts right onto the side of it. It's not the greatest tuner in the world, but it works and it matches the rest of the radio. And you can put batteries and stuff in it. I have all those accessories, but the radio doesn't really want to work. It powers on, it doesn't do its self-test beep anymore, and it just shows 0.000 and 0 everything else for any other variable value. It's really sad.
Well, yeah, that sounds kind of depressing. And kind of makes you wonder what's wrong, but interesting. Yeah, I still need to look around. I want something portable that's fun to use outdoors, kind of a thing. So I don't know. If you get suggestions, I'm listening. But the Yaesu seem to have pretty good reputation, and then there's some of the Chinese ones, but they don't seem to be as complete as far as accessories and stuff like that, I guess. So, I don't know. I'm still looking. I'm trying to find a rabbit hole I'm willing to go down, I guess. But I'm telling Jim about my obsession with my portable espresso machines. And now I'm thinking about getting one for the house. So, yeah. Kind of crazy like that.
Yeah, right on. Yeah. From what I've understood is every Yaesu radio that I've ever owned and ever come across always starts out with a great reputation, and then whenever I get my hands on it, I find a host of issues. The FTM510 was a little bit of an exception. Exception to that, I didn't find a whole lot of issues that I had with the radio. The Yaesu FT5 Portable, however, was a super hyped up radio, and it ended up kind of being an abomination mess. The audio path was terrible. And when I say the audio path was terrible, I mean, like, when you key up and you're not seeing anything, there's this weird low-lying hum that was just kind of always there. The mic gain setting, anything below the level 8 was useless because you were too quiet. And the speaker was kind of depressing. And it still had, like, an old, like, early 2000s resistive touch display. Keep in mind, this is like a $600 portable, handheld radio. I would like to see a capacitive touchscreen like my phone has, you know? Not a little plastic resistive screen that, well, scratches on quite literally anything and is very... very much toy-like. I don't know. They did really good on the 510. I like the 510. I don't really know about the ASP chip. I think the FTX1's got that ASP chip in it. It might be better on HF, but it was okay on V. It was okay on 2-meter 440, but... They always have a radio that hits really good, and then they've got one that kind of sucks. It's like a cycle.
Yeah. Some manufacturers do have those problems. Well, hey, I am now in downtown Charlevoix, and I gotta go in and get my teeth cleaned, I guess. So, better lucky me, and then it's off to work. But hey, thanks. Thanks for keeping me company for a bit. Maybe I'll see you Saturday at the meet. But I'm gonna run out and end the call and go visit the dentist. So, KI7 QMD signing out. You have a great day.
Sounds good. Catch you later, Rick. Thanks, you
guys. NF back on FM.
Your phone doesn't like you today, Bentley. Go ahead, Bentley. And 8 mobile.
Okay, Drake, how do you read me now?
Yeah, you were fine.
Yeah, switched back over to my FM analog, and I was on low power for some reason, so I just switched back to medium, and that's what can reliably get me into the repeater across the bay here.
You were fine on low, I think. I don't know, it was like I heard you the first time you called and I came back to you and you sounded the same, so.
Okay, back to low now. How's that?
I couldn't tell the difference.
Okay, interesting. Hey, I played around with my DMR radio again a little bit last night in my hotspot, and again, reviewed all of my expert settings in PiStar, and I can get into the Brandmeister network, but I can't get into the TGIF talk groups. So I went through and double-checked everything I had to copy-paste into my file, and everything looks good, but still not make it into the TGIF talk groups for some reason, and I'm not sure where to go from here.
Do you want to email me the stuff you copy-pasted in there, the what you currently have in there, and I can comb through it and see what's going on.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I don't know how you want to get your email address to me, if you want to blast it out over the air or some other way.
I'll just give it to you. It's Drake, D-R-A-K-E, Havoc, H-A, Felix Boy, I-C-H, at iCloud.com.
Okay, thanks for that. I'll copy my file over and send it to you. I'm also, using the prefix with zeros in it to get, a 7-digit talk group number on TGIF, so I think I'm doing that step right as well, so I'm not sure where I've gone wrong.
Yeah, that's how I do it on my hotspot, and it usually works pretty good. But shoot that off to me, and I can probably give you an answer today on where the heck things are going sideways.
You want the entire file, or just that spot number 4 that all sits in?
Just give me the whole thing.
All right, will do. Thanks again for that. I appreciate it. I think I owe you another beer now.
Oh, that's all good. But, we'll figure it out. It might be something that super simple that you didn't quite catch. I have a lot of those aha moments. Or big stupid moments where I look at something, I'm like, this looks fine, and then I have somebody else look at it and I'm like, oh, I didn't see that before.
Exactly. It's somebody that's made the mistake before and figured it out. Can't tell you how many of those things I've run across in my life. This is just the new stuff that I haven't yet, so I'd appreciate your eyes on it, and hopefully it'll be something simple.
It might be. DMR gateway, once you copy paste everything in there, it's pretty particular about password and the server address and the talk groups forwarding / prefix thingamajob. You got to do that correctly. If either of those are fudged up a little bit, I've even come across the copy paste thing being fudged up a little. If that happens, it just brings the whole thing to a grinding halt.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's something like that. I copied and pasted the code verbatim, and the only thing it was suggested was to, replace your ID with your DMR ID, which I did. But the field that says password is just filled in password, and I tried putting my password in for TGIF, and that didn't seem to work, and a couple of other iterations. So there's got to be something in there. Maybe I just need to start fresh again and reblast it out. I don't know.
I think we may have figured it out. Are you putting your TGIF account password in there, or are you putting your hotspot security password in there? Because you got to put the hotspot security password in. If you put your TGIF account in there, it's not the same thing, and it's not going to work.
Oh, that's interesting, because up above for the Brandmeister password, that's what I have in that one, which is in group number one, I think. So I was just trying to do the same thing.
Nope, can't do that with TGIF. You got to go log into TGIF.network on their website, go to self-care, and then you got to go to the hotspot security password. I think it's the last top breadcrumb. You go over to the right, that's the farthest right one, you click that, and you should see your radio ID attached to it, and then you just copy-paste that into your password field on your TGIF thing and DMR gateway, and it should work.
All right, well, let me give that a try, and when it doesn't work, I'll send you my file.
That sounds like a winner to me.
Hey, I got a GMRS buddy that just passed his license exam Sunday, and he'll be getting on the air here soon. So he's down in Boyne City, and I am absolutely certain he'll be able to get into the 1-9 from there, and he'll be online. I don't even know his call sign yet. I'm sure he hasn't actually gotten it, more than likely due to the government shutdown. But hopefully he'll be online pretty soon. His name's Josh, and he's a really good dude.
Oh, yeah, he won't have any issues getting in from Blaine City. I can raise this 1-9 with a portable from there. So, well, cool. The more people, the more fun.
I'm sorry, I said Boyne City. He's actually in Boyne Falls, kind of down in that hole down there in the Boyne Valley. But, again, I think he should be able to get in. He can hit the Stutzmanville GMRS repeater quite well. So, yeah, you should be able to hit your flamethrower just fine. But, yeah, I'll introduce him to you one of these days, and he can get to know you, and he's gonna go crazy with this stuff. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, good deal, man. All right, I'm going to let you go. I'm just going into Eastport here, and I got to stop and get some more wishy-washy fluid, because right now I'm trying to look through salt, because I have no fluid left.
Yeah, no worries, man. Thanks again for your help, for being there this morning. Have a great day. Keep the rubber side down. KF8 ENF.
Catch you later. Thank you.
Areas of
Do I ask for in the mobile? KI7QMD mobile on 19 Charlevoix.
Right on, yeah, you're coming in good. We're in Lewiston. We're just coming into Lewiston here. And it's very, very icy over here. Did you guys get any snow overnight?
Yeah, it's just, I don't think it stopped snowing for days. It's just partially snowing or snowing a little and snowing a lot. Now snowing, just snowing.
Yeah, I hear ya. 75 was a sheet of ice north of Grayling. I ran into some spots where it was salted and melted, but some spots hadn't been melted, and some spots hadn't been salted yet, maybe, but that last little stretch there was a sheen of ice, and there was cars starting to fly off into the woods, so I got ran away from that big road, and now I'm out here on the little roads, almost to my stop. Not too much further, so that'll be a relief to get to stop for a little bit. I've been on the road for 2 hours now.
Yeah, it's a bit of time when you're messing with the ice. So. Yeah, be careful out there. I'm just pulling into my stop, so you have a wonderful day. This is KI7 QMD Mobile 73, sir.
Roger. Yeah, thanks for jumping in there. You got Ryan, K-8-D-Y-S, we're mobile. We'll be out here. Be careful.
KF-8-ENF. KF-8-ENF.
KF-8-ENF.
Hey, DMH mobile.
Well, top of the morning to you, Jake. It's Ryan, K-8-D-Y-S. We're back at it, too. It's a real icy mess over here in Lewiston.
Oh, I believe it. I'm back here in Petoskey, but I'm heading towards Sheboygan. I've got a quick service call to go take care of.
Are you on 68, yeah? Are you just coming out of Petoskey?
I just got on the 31 in Petoskey.
Yeah, 75 was really scary. I don't normally say that, but there was a lot of vehicles off into the ditch, and I was spinning, just trying to go up the hills, so we're just going to go slow. I'm heading to Atlanta.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, it's mostly just wet pavement over here, and it is 16 degrees, though, so it's not warm.
Yeah, I got 14 here. There was 20 degrees at my house this morning, so we must be getting another cold burst coming through, I guess. It's been up and down. It's been doing all kinds of fun stuff this winter. It just doesn't want to give us a little bit of a break. Truck route, huh? I don't know if I want to take that way or not.
Yeah, I guess you'll find out. But, I'm just running through, what's this, Bayview? The place that's got all the summer houses that are boarded up for the wintertime.
Oh, yeah, they're putting in some new ones over there, too. They're getting them built right up. I was over there a couple weeks ago. I was surprised. But, yeah, it's fancy over there. Well, I'll let you go. I'm going to pay attention here, so I'll be out here and about, so, and, yeah, I better just pay attention to what I'm doing here, because it is very, very, very icy over here. They had some dirt in Lewiston, but then I'm coming down the hills here, and it's not at all, so. K-8-D-Y-S, stand by.
Sounds good, Ryan. We'll catch you. N-8-D-M-H, mobile. Petoskey.
Hey, DMH Mobile. DMH Mobile.
KF80NF.
I'm in Sheboygan County now. Got a service call. It's a wonderful day.
Yeah, I heard you talking to somebody else that was coming up from Lewiston on I-75, and he said, sounds like they got a little bit of ice over there. You finding that in Sheboygan as well, or has it been clear sailing?
It's been fine. I was on 75 for about 3 miles, and we were cruising along at about 80, no problem. The roads are just wet.
Yeah, they must have gotten some kind of little temperature aversion down there or something with some moisture that we didn't get. We just got a little dusting here in Harbor Springs overnight, but it was no big deal.
Right. Well, looking over here at the lake, lake's frozen. Is anybody fishing out there? Oh, yeah. Yeah, people fishing out there. Good deal. Cruising north here on M27 towards Chevegas.
Yeah, you are definitely in the ice fishing hotspot there.
That's for sure. We're actually, I'm curious to see if the bay in Traverse City actually freezes this year. It's been cold enough for a while, and it hasn't gotten above freezing in quite a long time, so it might happen.
Yeah, that's kind of tough to do. What helps is if you ever get a north wind that pushes some lake ice into it with those cold temperatures and it freezes over. That's why our bay here in the little Traverse Bay area freezes over, because it faces directly west, so we get a lot of that prevailing weather that pushes the ice in, and we get a little bit of cold temperatures for a week or two, and it'll lock it all up, which is exactly what happened over the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I noticed that, but nobody was out there fishing, which means it's probably not thick enough.
Little Traverse Bay doesn't get fished a whole lot. They do fish, like, right at the mouth of the Bear River there, but that takes a little bit more time to freeze up, so that's probably down the road a little bit before that's safe enough to get out there. I don't know if you've ever heard of or checked out the crucifix viewing, but there's an old marble crucifix that was supposed to have been delivered to the St. Francis Catholic Church here in town many years ago, and it arrived broken, so they dumped it in the bay. And now a local dive club cuts a hole in the ice, and they dive on it and put cameras and lights on it, and you can walk out on the ice and look through one of the view holes and check it out. It's pretty darn cool.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I've never seen that before. I'll have to do that.
Usually comes up, I think, sometime this month. I'll let you know if I hear or see when it's going to happen. It's almost always on a Saturday or a whole weekend, and it's kind of fun because half the town shows up out on the ice to check it out. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, let me know. I would be very curious to see what that's like, because I didn't even know that was a thing. That's pretty neat.
The more you know.
Yeah, that's for sure. No, I didn't make too super bad time getting over here from Petoskey. I'll be there in 10 minutes. I think I left like half hour ago.
Yeah, right on. That's great. Well, I'll let you go. Enjoy your service call over there. By the way, I did email you that log file, so if and when you have a chance to check it out, no rush. I'd be curious to hear what your thoughts are on it.
All right, sounds good. When I get back to Petoskey and I get a minute, I'll take a look at it. Hey, DMH Mobile.
KF80NF.
KA-ZAT.
KF80NF. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Bentley. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks.
Hey, are you using that AllSpire app on your phone?
Not at the moment. I'm sitting at my desk taking one of my required corporate training regimens and just picked up the mic on my radio.
All right. I don't know why it sounded a little different than you normally do, but it did, but not in a bad way, just different.
Hang on. Let me fire up the app and we can check the difference.
All right, Chris, how do you read me now?
Actually, you know, signal-wise, it's still perfect. Actually, a lot more full sound. And when you're on your mic, you sounded almost a little tinny, but this is a really rich audio coming through.
Yeah, I was talking to Drake earlier this morning, and there was a whole bunch of compression on it, and it sounded really terrible, and I ended up switching back over to analog to continue our conversation. But, yeah, that's good to hear.
Yeah, I'm really kind of anxious to get that set up on my phone. I'm interested to try that and see how that works.
Hey, something I failed to mention in the initial instructions, so I sent you a follow-up email, is the free version of the app only gives you 5 minutes of connection time. Once you pony up for the full version of the app, it's unlimited connection time, just so you know.
All right. I will take that into consideration. Now, and maybe you don't know the answer to this. Is that, you know, 5 minutes per session or 5 minutes a day? I mean, is there a time or a constraint on that, quantity constraint, I guess?
No, not at all. When you start up the app, you have to dial into the node. And then once you do that, it's active for 5 minutes, and then it automatically disconnects. So if you want to use it again, you have to dial it back up. And I think that's what happened last night when I was trying to talk to you. My 5 minutes expired midway through our conversation, and that's why it broke up on me.
All right, that makes perfect sense. All right, yeah, I'll check into that. I'm kind of anxious to see what that's all about.
Well, and a lifetime subscription to the app is $3, so there's no reason not to.
Boy, I don't know. That seems kind of steep.
Well, wait till you see the app, dude. It doesn't look like it's been worked on since 2007. But, you know, it is functional, and it works. It's bare bones. No sexy frills or anything on it, but, yeah, it's functional.
A lot of times I think things like that are more robust than everything that has all the frills, because there's just a lot less to go wrong with it, as long as it does the one purpose it's supposed to do. Good on it.
Yeah, exactly. Don't get too far ahead on your skis.
Well, all right, my friend, I'm getting ready to pull into the driveway here for lunch, and I'll let you get back to doing your wonderful corporate training, and we will talk at you again. Thanks for coming back to me. WKAZAT.
Yeah, catch you later, man. KF8ENF.
At K8RDV for a quick radio check.
KF8ENF, I read you loud and clear. Very, very nice transmission.
Fantastic. Good to hear it, and you sound fantastic. That's what I was working on, is getting some radio mounts going here, so I got a little better audio quality, and you sound good. So I'm going to call that a success. K8RDV, I'll be clear.
Chalk it up in the right column. Have a great day. KF8ENF.
NAVMH Mobile. KBIS Mobile, southbound.
KA8SPW. KD8FK Mobile monitoring.
Good afternoon. NAZMH Mobile.
NAZMH from KB8FK. How's it going, Drake? Name here is Scott.
Hey, Scott. Sitting back down to Traverse from Petoskey here.
Okay, sounds good. I'm heading back to Harbor Springs from Traverse, so pretty snowy down there.
That's for sure. What brought you down to Traverse?
Yeah, my son's car had a flat tire. the other day, and they had on Sunday, and they had to drop it off at Bell Tire to get it fixed, and so he lives in Charlevoix, so I just took him back down there to pick it up.
Oh, right on. Good deal. Yeah, we've got a repeater that's on the system down there. That's how I get on the network all the way up here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know you've got quite a few of them there. I'm actually on the Petoskey right now. I'm just about to Bayshore.
Oh, I'm probably going to pass you then, because I'm going the opposite direction.
Okay, well, I'm just about to 9 Mile Point, and driving a blue Chevy Colorado.
I have a white Equinox with a little light bar on the roof, two big antennas and one little antenna.
Well, that would be hard to miss.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So anyway, I've been monkeying around with my hotspot, and I know you caught me on there a few times. And also, apparently when I was using PiStar, I was messing up the West Michigan Connect. And worked with Mike down there, and I guess the WPSD works pretty good, doesn't mess them up at all. So PiStar does mess up YSF or their network, but WPSD doesn't.
Yeah, it's something about not forwarding the commands, the WiresX commands through or something like that. So, because when it does, when you send disconnect or something into PiStar, it actually forwards that command into his little dealio that converts YSF reflector from, you know, YSF reflector to WiresX, and it actually causes it to disconnect, but it'll reconnect. Yeah, I had that same issue a couple of years ago. So, yep, I know exactly what you're talking about. And I've got a coworker calling me, so I'll be right back. NADMH.
Okie doke, catch you in a little bit. NADMH from KB8FK.
NADMH mobile.
KI7 QMD mobile, listening on 19.
KF8 ENF.
KE8 UDH, monitoring. Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Delta Hotel, monitoring on the mile repeater. KE8 UDH, monitoring on the mile repeater. KE8 UDH, monitoring.